Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out with us. We are going to talk a little bit about what is going on in the world of college football because it was kind of crazy. I think now it went to another level. Joining us on our Western Hotline, national college football writer for CBS Sports, Mr. Dennis Dodd. Dennis, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. Hopefully you've been able to catch your breath.
Just a little bit. Thursday kind of ruined my 4th of July weekend. Because it was all hands on deck, hit the phone. You guys know why.
Yeah, I it's funny. To me, Dennis, I mean, we've had realignment, right? And most recently, Texas and Oklahoma was big. But, man, I saw USC, UCLA, and I immediately thought somebody on Twitter was hacked. That was a holy bleep story, right?
Yeah, it was. It was. You kind of, I guess, not expected, but you got Texas, Oklahoma. They've got options. They're in a league where they thought they could do better. As shocking as that was, last July 21st, this was bigger because you're talking about the two flagship schools in the Pac-12 now, forsaking about a century's worth of membership and tradition and saying they're going to fly 5 hours for a volleyball match at Rutgers.
Yeah.
And everything that entails. They're basically thumbing their nose at the conference, which may disband. They will deny it to the end of the earth, but I think these rights holders and the networks have everything to do with this, because why would you do it unless you're told, hey, you can get $80 to $100 million a year in rights fees and, fund your program if you do this?
Yeah, the natural follow-up is why USC and UCLA are doing this, and I'm going to guess this is where we get into the discussion of football drives everything and TV money, or the feeling that there's going to be further realignment and let's get out while the getting's good. If the Pac-12 is going to cease to exist or super conferences are coming our way, why not? Let's get out now before everybody else is looking for a new home.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. It's pretty ruthless, but we're kind of used to it, I think. We went through this 10, 11 years ago when Larry Scott of the Pac-12, then the commissioner, tried to snag half the Big 12 and really kill that conference. It was that didn't go through at the last minute, like 30 minutes before it was supposed to happen. Texas pulled out. You saw Nebraska leave, Colorado leave. Even the Texas-Oklahoma thing last year caused all of FBS to realign. I think all the conferences were impacted all the way down to the Sun Belt, to the point that, there are ripple effects to this whole thing, and there are going to be ripple effects to this as well. Let me mention one more thing. I think it bears, noticing that, look, ESPN thought nothing of throwing the Big 12 on the scrap heap last year, and for 2 weeks that's exactly what had happened. Mm-hmm. You didn't know if the Big 12 was going to go forward. They reformed. This time, I think it's Fox thought nothing of collapsing the Pac-12, if indeed something like that happens, because it's real easy math. At the end of the day, these rights holders and networks save money. If these conferences go away, that's another mouth you don't have to feed. And even if they don't, the rights fees are going to be so diminished for the Pac-12 that, whatever they were counting on, I think I saw one estimate, $500 million. When they renegotiate in 2 years, now it's $300 million with what they have left.
Well, they lose. Yeah, I mean, they lose the LA market. I mean, that's what I was curious about, Dennis. Like, as you said, so Texas and Oklahoma leave, and everybody starts immediately. Well, that's the death of the Big 12. They go out and they raid AAC schools. They bring in some new schools to try and stay alive. So now USC and UCLA leave. You wrote about it. There was speculation over the weekend. Could Oregon or Washington be next, or maybe the Arizona schools? Is this the death knell for the Pac 12?
Getting pretty close to that. I was told over the weekend that really everything's on the table for the Big 12. And that was my question. Who is going to take a position of strength or leverage here? And I always thought between those two conferences, and I always thought it was the Big 12 because they've got 12 teams going forward in whatever it is, 25, that are dedicated. Now, was the Pac-12, you know, going to try to poach some of those? But if you're a Big 12 school right now, why would you go?
Right.
I mean, there's no there. It's a big donut in the middle. You know, what's the preeminent program? I don't know. Oregon? I mean, I was told by one TV executive that Oregon and Washington are tweeners. How about that? That they can't get to the Big Ten because they don't bring the juice of USC and UCLA. And so what are they? You know, what does that mean? Do they scatter to the four winds? Do they go to the Big 12? Do they end up in the Mountain West? That's the implications of this.
I have a Big 12 ACC question for you, but before I get to that, you also wrote, we need to bring up Notre Dame, the independent program here. And I think you wrote that you think that would be the next, like Notre Dame making a decision could hold up other possible moves. Is that right?
Yeah, if Notre Dame goes to the Big 10, then the SEC has to respond. I mean, this was... The Big Ten responded to Texas, Oklahoma with this move. And then if they go all in and get Notre Dame, and it wouldn't be Notre Dame, it would be Notre Dame plus because you have to balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be two more or four more, actually. But there was a report, I think yesterday, that Notre Dame is staying. So now the conversation again shifts to the Big 12 and Pac-12. If they just reorganize, there may not be anything else. You guys know about the ACC situation where they're underpaid, but they've got a grant of rights that goes through 2036 that would require, I don't know, maybe an eight-figure buyout to break that grant of rights. Now, if you're Clemson, Florida State, or Miami, and the SEC's really, really interested, you have to think twice because you can finance that exit penalty when you're making $100 million a year. But I think if Notre Dame stays, then it may just stay to those two conferences that I mentioned.
So let me ask you this. Again, back here, it's not a lot of Big 12 or Pac-12 fans, but you know there are Syracuse fans here, so they would be at least aware of the ACC. The ACC, the Pac-12, the Big 12, could they look at this and go, okay, we're going to SEC and Big 10 are forming super conferences. So do the other three go, let's try and form one of our own, or would at least two of the three, would they – kind of try and form some kind of alliance and preserve themselves?
I think the most likely play in that sense is the Big 12 taking from the Pac-12 and going to 16 or going whole hog and just going 20 or 22 and doing a merger. And you know, there's safety in numbers. The money won't be there because it's just not because of the properties they're getting. But I think that's the most likely play for a super conference. And look, in numbers, it would be a super conference, but whatever they do, the SEC and ACC have taken over college sports and college athletics. This is it. I mean, they could legitimately – think about this. They could legitimately stage right now with the members they have a playoff.
Yeah.
Since Cincinnati goes undefeated, who cares? Boise, who cares? You know, Oregon and Washington, well, they're outliers anyway. Somebody pay a lot of money for that. I'm not saying they're going to. But I think in the scenario I mentioned, you're going to have about 50 schools that make the cut, and then everybody else is maybe staging their own playoff. I don't know.
That's the one thing. That's my final question because I found it interesting. I wanted to ask you, and this is kind of a two-parter, Dennis. I did want to ask you about what this means to the future of the college football playoff, where there's been talk about expanding anyway. You also wrote about the possibility of could the SEC and the Big Ten, with 32 teams, run their own playoff?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
I think that's possible. And even if it doesn't happen, just think of the implications. You know, it could happen. And what does that mean if they wake up one day and say, you know, we want 95 scholarships? Nothing against you guys. If you want to do it, fine. If not, we're going to do it. And it will further marginalize these schools. You know, you've got in between that, you've got this transformation committee, which is looking less and less relevant by the day. They're going to set the governance rules of the new NCAA. Well, as we wrote last week, we had a three-part series on that, and it's pretty likely that FBS in some form breaks away. And maybe that breakaway isn't 130 FBS schools. Maybe it's the 50 I mentioned. Maybe it's just ACC, Big 12, SEC, and Big 10, and away we go. Because I think the ACC is too valuable. Unless, again, somebody at the Big 10 office says, hey, we need North Carolina, or we need Virginia, or we need one of these schools. You remember Jim Delaney in 2014? There's a reason he took Maryland and Rutgers. Remember, we all shrugged our shoulders. What was that? Well, he tried for Virginia, Carolina, and Georgia Tech, which may have broken up the ACC, but yeah, it didn't work out, and he had to fall back.
You know what? I before I let you go, I lied. I thought of one other thing from our perspective here. So the University of Buffalo is in the Mid-American Conference, which, of course, is not a Power 5 league. What happens to the UBs and the MAC? Where do they go in the future with all this going on?
Well, as I said, I think long-term or maybe even short-term, it becomes a top-heavy FBS of maybe 50 to 80 schools. You know, and what happens to those other schools? I think there's money to be made in a group of five playoffs, if you want to call it that. I priced it about 5 years ago with Sean Frazier, who was a big proponent of it, the AD at Northern Illinois. It's in the MAC.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with $160 million. Now, that's about, what was it then? That was about $2.5 million per school. That's a whole hell of a lot more money than they're getting now. And that's just from a playoff. That's not even media rights. So you figure in inflation 5 years down the road, $200 million, $250. That's a lot for those schools. Yes, do you lose some prestige? Absolutely. But at least you're playing for something.
Dennis, thanks. Crazy times, but it's really it's a fascinating story to follow after what happened with USC and UCLA. So thank you very much for giving us some time on the show this morning on this.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.